release of the major motion picture Cross Creek, based on Marjorie Kinnan Rawlings' book of the same name, brought national attention to the tiny fishing community in southeast Alachua County in north central Florida. 25,000 visitors a year now travel to the creek for tours of Rawlings' home in Citrus Grove. Rawlings' books have been translated into several languages and distributed internationally. Say Cross Creek and visitors around the world can conjure up an image based on an almost magical place and time in Florida's history. Some say it's a natural then to begin a festival based on the theme of Rawlings and Cross Creek. A natural event for Alachua County, just as the Ernest Hemingway Festival is for Key West. Marjorie Rawlings is best known for her books, The Yearling, which won a Pulitzer Prize, and for her fiction Cross Creek, but she had many books and short stories. So it's no surprise that one of the key elements to the Cross Creek Summer is a writer's workshop. Festival coordinator, Fontaine Huey.
Marjorie Rawlings was a writer. Literature is a key element of this festival. So we're having a three-day writers' conference that has a wonderful faculty with people like Patrick Smith, Jake Glisson, Stetson Kennedy, who will be teaching this writers' conference.
Other events spread out throughout the week on the Rawlings theme include an outdoor drama, historical tours and exhibits, regional foods, to name a few. Cross Creek artist and former county commissioner Kate Barnes is offering a painting in the wild.
Since I've lived in Cross Creek for 26 years now and have always done my art there, so I decided that maybe the thing that I know how to do that people might be interested in would be painting outdoors, especially in the somewhat challenging circumstances of North Florida in the summer. And I still do most of my painting outside, as the Impressionists did, in order to capture the sense of light and the immediacy of the mood of the moment. And so I thought maybe I would interest a few other working artists or amateurs into studying with me while I go out on the lakes and the creek and work.
Barnes actually helped bring the event to life with her work on the original grant application to the National Endowment for the Arts, which is funding the event, along with matching monies from the city of Gainesville and Alachua County. Barnes says the county's goal to showcase the area's arts and culture intrigued the NEA.
They were pretty impressed with what we already had going, and their big question was, the grants investigator called and said, you know, this sounds fabulous, but is this real, or is this something you folks are, you know, hoping will happen someday? And I said, no, this, and this are all ready to rock and roll. So, and she said that the NEA had never gotten a grant application, anything like that, that had ever tried to make practical use of culture as an economic development tool.
Coordinator Huey says the timing's perfect to attract summer travelers looking for the real Florida.
This is the first annual Cross Creek Summer. So this has been designed as an annual festival that is scheduled in a time of year where it's available to people who are traveling, families who are traveling, and they can just, if they're going to Orlando, all they have to do is hop off the interstate here in Alachua County and experience a totally different Florida.
Huey admits travelers may be a little surprised to find the Cross Creek Summer events spread out around the county, but says organizers didn't want to damage the very thing they wanted to promote.
Our intent is really to celebrate and to preserve that culture. There's a tremendous interest, as you said, nationwide. People who are interested in Marjorie Rawlings' writings want to come and see this place and wander through the orange groves and see the lakes. But if we bring hundreds of people out there at one time, it's going to change. It's going to destroy the very thing that we treasure.
Site manager for the Marjorie Kinnan Rawlings Historic Site in Cross Creek, Valerie Rivers, says she's glad the organizers took great care to preserve Cross Creek and says visitors can come and walk through the orange grove and explore the homestead throughout the week and in a way that would have been preferred by Rawlings.
And if we had all the events here, your visit to the creek wouldn't be the same. You wouldn't get the same kind of experience if we were doing all the events here. So to some extent, we are participating every day, but we're participating in the way of offering that refreshment, that alternative.
River says one event that will be at the actual site is a special 101st birthday party in honor of Miss Rawlings. Self-guided tours of the house will be available, and a dramatic play will be on the back porch of the home. A home that River says the Florida Park Service maintains with a personal touch that's different from other museums and historic sites.
This site here has a long tradition of having people experience what Marjorie Rawlings wanted people to experience here and what she wrote about in her books, the tranquility, the solitude, and the way, the conditions she lived when she was writing. So the whole experience of the farmyard and the house reflects what Marjorie Rawlings wrote about, because this was not just a writer's home where she did her writing, but what she wrote about. And the experience of Cross Creek and how she wrote about it is what people want to come here and experience.
I had become a part of Cross Creek. I was more than a writer. I was a wife, a friend, a part of the earth. Who owns Cross Creek? The earth may be borrowed, not bought, may be used, not owned. It gives itself in response to love and tenderness, offers its seasonal flowering and fruiting. Cross Creek belongs to the wind and the rain, to the sun and seasons, to the cosmic secrecy of seed, and beyond all, to time.
For Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.